She took a deep breath and actually quit crying. There was a long silence, and he rubbed her arm and kept kissing her head. I guess she was lucky to have him, funny as it seemed, because none of us would have had the first clue what to do about her mom and Albert. He jerked his head at me.
"You tell Adams about us?"
She shook her head, blowing a stream of smoke out.
"But he knew you were coming and all. He's cool."
She was saying I was cool, but I guess he could tell I was surprised by the look on my face. I tried a shrug. I had already decided I wouldn't have a problem if Allie was with a Boon. I stared back as he looked me dead in the eye for an eternity. Finally, he muttered,
"Yeah, I guess maybe you are cool. God knows why. But you gotta keep us to yourself, okay?"
He kissed her on the side of the head one last time.
"She's been going through a heap of shit around here. She don't need any more from school, okay?"
"Yeah, fine." I watched him, thinking, he's so old. He's so mature. I mean, for all the stuff he got in trouble for around school, you would never think he had this big side, this side that was unselfish enough to think of Allie. I felt young in the room with them, like they could almost babysit me. It was a stupid thought, and to break out of the silence, I said something.
"This is stupid, but I thought you might be Creed.
All I knew was her boyfriend was coming, and she's been acting all mysterious and..." They both cracked up, not like they were laughing at me or at Chris, but like it struck them as funny.
"No, no," Allie said. "Cross my heart, I have no idea where that little bugger is. I wish I did."
"I've hit him before," Bo said. "I've hit him hard a couple of times before. He just could get so far up your ass, coming up to me all, 'Bo, guess what? Blah, blah, blah,' like I hadn't just beat the shit out of him 3 weeks ago. Guy's got a memory problem."
I laughed. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
"It's not like I ever thought he'd pull a stunt like this."
Bo shook his head.
"But if he shows up next week, I am really, really gonna hit him for scaring everybody half to death."
"Shook you guys up too, huh?" I asked, meaning him and the other Boons. He laughed like I was stupid.
"Shook us up? Them ain't the words. We're pissing ourselves in the Barrens because, you mark my words, if Creed don't show up soon, one of us is gonna hang."
"They'll blame you?" I asked innocently. But I couldn't help remembering Leandra prattling on at the lunch table about them being killers, and Mrs. Creed had supposedly been saying that too.
"Yeah, they'll find some way to blame one of us. I hear Mrs. Creed already started on that. She don't want to admit her part in it. Either she drove him to it, or she outright did it. Look at her. She's in there trying to find the evidence that will hang her, so she can burn it before the cops find it. Then she can waste one of us. It'll probably be me."
"Don't even say that,"
Allie begged, and I started getting all churned up for her.
"How could they pin it on you?" I asked. "I mean, they need evidence or something."
"No, they don't," he smirked. "They'll find a way. I ain't that smart to guess on how. But I have a pretty good idea.